Ketach B'tachem Paratet, Mishnah Ches, HaPetach Shen is Arev Biz Bachem. A Petach that got mixed up with other Korban, for example, had three animals, one with a Korban Pesach, the other with a Korban Asher, and the third with a Korban Ola. And three animals got mixed up, and now we don't know which one of these animals is a Korban Pesach, which one is an Asher, and which one is a Korban Ola. And we can't just bring all three animals and just say whichever one of these Korbanos is a Pesach should be for a Korban Pesach, and whichever one is an Asher should be for a Korban Asher, and whichever one is an Ola should be for a Korban Ola. We can't do that since there's a different method for the Zrika Zadam on the Mizbeah for all three Korbanos. So instead we should do it by Kulon Yiru Achi Stavu. We should put all three animals out the pasture until they have a mum. B'yimach. And we should sell these animals. What we should do is we should redeem the animals after they have a korban. B'yavi b'dmei ayafesh abahem mei min zeh. U'b'dmei ayafesh abahem mei min zeh. B'yafet ha'moyser mi beis. Now how do we redeem the animals? Whichever one of these animals is worth the most money, that's the amount of money we should take three times. And we redeem each one of these animals on the amount of money that the most valuable animal is worth. And since we don't know which one of these animals is an Asham and which one is a Pesach, so when we redeem the animals, we have to assume that the most valuable animal is a Pesach, the most valuable animal is the Asham. So therefore, if we have three animals and the most valuable one is worth a Selah, we would have to take three slugs. And we would take first one Selah, and we would say whichever one of these animals is a Korban Pesach should be redeemed on this Selah, and then use that Selah to buy a Pesach. Then we would take a second Selah and say whichever one of these animals is a Korban Asher should be redeemed on this Selah, and then we would use that Selah to buy a Korban Asher, and we would do the same thing for the Ola. And the extra money that you lose will come out of your own pocket. And since you have to take the amount that the most valuable animal is worth and redeem all three animals according to that amount of money, so you're losing some money, as the two other animals are not worth as much. And that money that you lose would come out of your own pocket. Nizare babachoros. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach that got mixed up with a Korban Bechor. Now, a Korban Pesach and a Korban Bechor both have the same Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach. So therefore, even though we don't know which one is a Pesach and which one is a Bechor, it's possible to bring both animals and say whichever one is a Pesach should be for a Korban Pesach, whichever one is a Bechor should be for a Bechor. And then we would do the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbeach for both of them, since both of them had the same Zrikas Hadam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Chabur Es Kohanim Yochid. Rabbi Shimon said, if the Pesach is owned by a group of Kohanim, then those Kohanim could eat both the Bechor and the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach, as the Bechor is eaten only by Kohanim. But since the Korban Pesach is owned by a group of Kohanim, they can eat both the meat of the Korban Pesach and the meat of the Korban Bechor on the night of Pesach. And since they don't know which one is the Pesach and which one is the Bechor, they would have to eat both of them on the night of Pesach. And that way, they would for sure be yotzi their mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach. Now, even though the Bechor is normally eaten for 2 days and one night, however, in this case, the Bechor would have to be eaten on Leil Pesach, since it might actually be a Korban Pesach, and a Korban Pesach can only be eaten on the first night of Pesach. Now, this is only according to Rabbi Shimon. The Chacham argued with Rabbi Shimon. According to the Chacham, even if the Korban Pesach is owned by a group of Kohanim, if the Korban Pesach gets mixed up with the Bechor, we cannot bring them and say whichever one of the Korban Pesach should go for the Korban Pesach, and whichever one of the Bechor should go for the Bechor, and then have the group of Kohanim eat both the Pesach and the Bechor on the night of Pesach. And the Chacham holds that Eimah Vien Kachin LeBeis HaPsul. You can't do anything to cause Kachin to become Pasul. And in this case, since the Bechor is normally eaten for 2 days and one night, and now that it's mixed up with the Korban Pesach, it can only be eaten for one night on the first night of Pesach, you're causing a situation where the Bechor might become Noser. It might be left over until the morning, and then you won't be allowed to eat the meat anymore, since it might be a Korban Pesach, which can only be eaten on the first night of Pesach. So the Chama will not allow you to bring the Pesach and Bechor that got mixed up with each other. Instead, according to Chachamim, we would put them both out to pasture, wait until they have a mum, and then we would sell them and use the proceeds to buy a Korban Pesach and a Korban Bechor. A group of people that were partners in a Korban Pesach, and the animal got lost. And the group told somebody else, go out and search for an animal and use that animal for Korban Pesach and chef the Korban Pesach for all of us. And the agent went. And he found an animal. And he shechted that animal for Korban Pesach for all of us. But the Chabur went and took their own animal. And they shechted their own animal for a Korban Pesach. Im shalo nishka rishon. If the animal that the agent took for a Korban Pesach was shechted before the animal that the rest of the Chabura took for a Korban Pesach. Tu ocho mishalo, behem ochlin imo mishalo. He would eat from the animal that he shechted. And the rest of the Chabura would also eat from the animal that the agent shechted. And since they appointed him as an agent to shecht the Korban Pesach for him, and he went ahead and shechted an animal for a Korban Pesach for all of them, that animal would be the one that they would eat for the Korban Pesach. And the animal that they themselves shechted after the agent had already shechted his Korban Pesach, that animal would be burned. And since they are partners in the Korban Pesach that the agent shechted, when they go ahead and subsequently shecht their own Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach doesn't really have an owner, since they're already partners on a different Korban Pesach. So therefore, the Korban Pesach that they themselves shechted would have to be burned, since the Korban Pesach without an owner. However, if the animal that the rest of the Chabura took and shechted for themselves was shechted before the agent shechted his animal, then the din would be Heim Ochlem Mishalahen Vuhu Ochel Mishalo. The rest of the Chabura would eat from the Korban Pesach that they shechted, and even though they appointed the agent to shecht the Korban Pesach for them, but since before the agent shechted the Korban Pesach, they went and took their own Korban Pesach and shechted it for themselves. So they have withdrawn from the Korban Pesach that the agent took and have instead taken their own Korban Pesach. So therefore, they would eat from their own Korban Pesach. They would no longer be partners in the agent's Korban Pesach. And the agent would eat from the Korban Pesach that he shechted. And the agent is not part of their Chabur. The agent didn't tell them to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. So therefore, even though they went ahead and shechted a Korban Pesach before the agent shechted a Korban Pesach, the agent is not included in the rest of the Chabur's Korban Pesach, so instead he would eat from the Korban Pesach that he himself shechted. If we don't know which Korban Pesach was shechted first, we don't know if the agent's Korban Pesach was shechted first, or if the Korban Pesach that the rest of the group took was shechted first, or if both Korban Pesach were shechted at exactly the same time, the din would be as follows. Hu ochel mishalo. The agent eats from the Korban Pesach that he shechted. As the agent, in any case, eats from his own Korban Pesach, since he did not ask the rest of the Chabura to shecht the Korban Pesach for him. So he's definitely not included in the rest of the Chabura's Korban Pesach. So he eats from his own Korban Pesach. Behem einan ochlin imo. And the rest of the Chabura cannot eat together with the agent. They can't be partners in his Korban Pesach, since it's possible that the Korban Pesach that they shechted was shechted first. And if they shechted their own Korban Pesach first, that's a withdrawal from the Korban Pesach that the agent shechted. So since it's possible they're not partners in the Korban Pesach that the agent shechted, they cannot eat together with the agent. V'shelahen yatzo lebeis ha-srefa u'peturim milasos pesach sheni. The Korban Pesach that the rest of the Chabura shechted would have to be taken out to be burned, but they are puzzled from making a Pesach Sheni. And even though the rest of the Chabura does not eat from either of the two Korban Pesach, they can't eat from the agent's Korban Pesach, since it's possible that the Korban Pesach that they shechted was shechted first. And they can't eat from their own Korban Pesach that they shechted, since it's possible that the agent's Korban Pesach was shechted first. And in that case, they would be partners in the agent's Korban Pesach. So since they have a safek, they cannot eat from either one of the two Korban Pesach. So they have to burn their own Korban Pesach, since nobody can eat from it. But they don't have to bring a Korban Pesach by Pesach Sheni. As Mimanashah, whichever one of the two Korban Pesach was brought first, they would be partners in that Korban Pesach. Just they cannot eat from it, since they don't know which one was shechted first. So even though they cannot eat from either of the two Korban Pesach, they do not have to bring a Pesach Sheni, since one of those two Korbanos Pesach was brought for them. And even though the Iker part of the Korban Pesach is the Achilah, the main reason we bring a Korban Pesach is to eat it, and they did not eat from the Korban Pesach. However, the Achilah is not Ma'aki. If for some reason you did not eat from the Korban Pesach, you are still yotze with the Korban Pesach that was brought for you, so therefore, they do not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Amar lahem, emechar titzu b'shachtu Allah. If there's a group that are partners in the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach got lost. And one member of the group went to search for an animal for a Korban Pesach. And before he left, he told the rest of the group, if I come back late, go take an animal and shout it for a Korban Pesach and include me. Then you're a Korban Pesach. The person who went to search for an animal found an animal and shouted that Korban Pesach for himself. And the rest of the Chavura took their own animal and shouted a Korban Pesach for themselves. And they also had the other person in mind as well. They would eat from the Korban Pesach that they brought. The rest of the Chavura would eat from the Korban Pesach that they shouted for themselves, and the person who went to search would also be included in that Korban Pesach. He would eat together with them. Since he told the rest of the group to include him in the Korban Pesach, and that one was shouted first, so he is a partner in that Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach that he himself brought would have to be taken out to be burnt. And since the Korban Pesach that he himself brought was shouted only after the other Korban Pesach was shouted, that second Korban Pesach that was shouted does not have any owner at all, and it would have to be burnt. Be'im shalom nishchar rishon. However, if the person went to search for an animal, went and found an animal and shafted it before the rest of the Chabura shafted their own animal, who ocha mishalom? The person who went to search for an animal and shafted an animal would eat from the animal that he brought for himself. The hen ocha mishalom. However, the rest of the Chabura would eat from the animal that they themselves shafted. As the rest of the Chabura did not appoint the person who searched to be an agent for them, they didn't tell him, go chef the Korban Pesach for us. So they're not included in his Korban Pesach at all, even though his Korban Pesach was shafted first. So therefore, they would eat from their own Korban Pesach. However, the person who went to find an animal and shafted that animal first, he would eat from his own animal, since that's the one was shafted first. As even though he told the rest of the Chavura to shaft the Korban Pesach for him, however, since he found his own animal and shafted it first, he had withdrawn from the animal that the rest of the Chavura shafted, and instead he would eat from his own Korban Pesach. Then any Yadua Eza Mehen Nishchar Rishon O Sheshachtu Shnehem Ke'echad. However, if we don't know which Korban Pesach was shafted first, or if both Korban Pesach were shafted at the same time, Hein Ochla Mishalahem, the rest of the Chavura eat from their own Korban Pesach no matter what. The reason being that the rest of the Chavura did not appoint him as an agent. They didn't tell the person who went to search for an animal to shaft the Korban Pesach for them. So they're not included in his Korban Pesach, so they would eat from their own Korban Pesach no matter when it was shachted. However, the person who went and searched cannot eat together with the rest of the Chavura. And since he shachted his own Korban Pesach, and he also called the rest of the Chavura to shacht the Korban Pesach for him, and we don't know which one was shachted first, so we don't know which Korban Pesach he should be included in. So he cannot eat from either one of the two Korban Pesach. Bishalo yete lebeitas reifa. The Korban Pesach he shafted for himself would have to be burnt. And since he cannot eat from it, since we don't know if it was shafted first or not, it would be taken out to be burnt. However, he is pater from bringing a Pesach Sheni. And since he is included in one of the two Korban Pesach Mimanashach, and whichever one was shafted first, that's the one he would be included in. So there was a Korban Pesach that was brought for him. And even though he cannot eat from it, since we don't know which one he is included in, he would not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Amar lahen v'amru lo. If there's a group that are partners in a Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach got lost, and they sent an agent to go find an animal and bring a Korban Pesach for them, and that agent told the rest of the Chavura that if I come back late, shach they Korban Pesach for me. So the rest of the Chavura made him an agent to shach the Korban Pesach for them. And the agent himself turned around and made the rest of the Chavura an agent and told them that if I come back late, shecht a Korban Pesach for me. In such a case, the din would be as follows. Ochlin kulam min arishon. They would all eat from whichever Korban Pesach was shechted first. And since they made each other into agents, so whichever Korban Pesach is shechted first, that's the Korban Pesach that they are all partners in. And they would eat from that Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach that was shechted last would be burnt. But if we don't know which Korban Pesach was shafted first, in such a case, both Korban Pesach would have to be taken out to be burnt. And since they made each other into agents, and they both shafted a Korban Pesach, and we don't know which one was shafted first, so we don't know which one they are partners in. Whichever one was shafted first, that's the one that they're all partners in. So since we don't know which one they're partners in, they can't eat from either one of the two Korbanos Pesach. So they would both have to be taken out to be burnt. However, they would be positive for bringing a Pesach Sheni in this case as well. And whichever one is shafted first, that Korban Pesach was brought for both the agent and the rest of the Chabura. However, we don't know which one was brought first, so that's why they can't eat from it, but they would not have to bring a Pesach Sheni. Lo Amar Lahem, Lo Amru, Lo Eina Nachra and Zelizeh. If you have a group of people that are partners in a Korban Pesach, and one of them went out to search for a Korban Pesach, however, they did not make each other into agents. The person who went to search for a Korban Pesach didn't tell the rest of the Chabura that if he comes back late, they should shaft the Korban Pesach for him. And the rest of the Chabura didn't tell that person that he should go find the animal and shaft it for them. In such a case, they're not responsible for each other. Since they didn't make each other into agents, so if the person who went out to search for an animal went to shaft the Korban Pesach, so that would be only for him. And it wouldn't matter whether it was shafted first or last. That's his Korban Pesach. And if the rest of the Chabura goes and finds an animal and shafted for Korban Pesach, so that would be only for them. And the person who went to search wouldn't be included in it. So again, it wouldn't make a difference whether that one was shafted first or last. That one would be for the rest of the Chabura. And the person who went to search, whichever animal he finds and shafted for Korban Pesach, would be for him.